It's time for us to go into a channel.
It is indeed.
Yeah. So I want to invite you to make yourself comfortable in your chair. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. Allow your head and shoulders, arms and hands, abdomen, your chest, your legs, your knees, your calves, your feet. Allow everything to just relax and melt and dissolve into the chair. And let's focus on our connection with Gaia. Our planet is a living, breathing, sentient being that wants to be in partnership with us. And perhaps you already have a beautiful partnership with our planet, or perhaps you feel you don't and you'd like to invite one. Whatever your relationship is with the planet right now, let us together with intent ask for an even deeper connection and a more enhanced and a stronger relationship with Gaia. And just take another breath, and with that breath releasing, let us welcome the entourage of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, I know where I am. I know who is here, who is watching. This is very difficult for many. And yet you acknowledge again that connection, even between twins on various parts of the planet, when one twin experiences something the other twin often does, or at least feels something, and later they compare notes. And so why is it a stretch to think that spirit wouldn't know you as you watch this right now? We do. Indeed, we do. The intent to watch this, to enjoy the channeling, to find out what is said, is known by spirit. There are so many things that you need to know. It's like turning a switch, dear ones. Even watching this program is like turning a switch, because of the intent is there for you to experience the love, the compassion. In these series of healing meetings, there are some who watch it, interestingly enough, are disengaged from that which is the spiritual component. Sometimes they will skip the channels entirely, in which case they won't hear this one, and just go to the end. And they'll say, I'm a human with free choice, but I really, truly understand that consciousness can change that which is cellular. And they feel something in that, the meditation of the healing circle that we do. And in that, they are very aware of crossing that bridge and going through the mist and all of those things and walking into a multidimensional place which they don't acknowledge necessarily as their soul, but they say, this is the place where I can talk to all my cells and my consciousness can do things it couldn't do before. And the question is this: can you really heal your body and be perhaps even an atheist? That is to say, no belief whatsoever in spirit. And the answer is yes. And it's yes because, first of all, consciousness heals. We didn't say consciousness plus a doctrine heals, or consciousness, you know, plus a belief system in the divine heals. Consciousness heals. And that is universal. You can take any tincture of homeopathy, which is a signal to your body made by consciousness in creating the tincture. And it doesn't ask what your belief system is. It goes right to the centers of healing. So let's talk about that for just a moment. Crying, I don't understand why you're going here. I want to make you aware that anyone watching this program, no matter what your belief system, or even if you don't have one, can go to that place that is yours to go to and work the miracles that you need to work. But let's get back to this one who has asked this. Crying, I'm not even sure I believe in you, but I like the meditations and I like where we're going and it's working for me, but I don't believe in God. Am I okay with that? And the answer is absolutely okay. You are always okay in the eyes of the one you don't believe in. And that love of God that you don't see or recognize is always pure for you, always has a hand out for you in case you would choose to change your mind. But dear ones, that healing is yours if you choose to. But it's not complete. Let me describe to you the metaphors of those who've asked about that, who don't necessarily want to participate in a belief system that is a metaphysical one or anyone. They just want to work with their own consciousness and their own cellular structure. The best example I've given before is that somehow that meditation is you having been given a 747 airplane with pilots and fuel, and you've been given it for life, and you're so excited, and you get in that aircraft, and it's all yours, and the pilots are ready to go, and you say, let's go, and then you cruise up and down the runway for life. I think you're understanding. Because you didn't even know it could fly, or you didn't believe in flight. But what a nice machine, and how fast it could go up and down that runway. And isn't it beautiful, all that power? And indeed, all that power, all that consciousness is yours. But dear ones, without the spiritual component, you just go up and down the runway. Another example that I've given is that you walk into a building and it is the healing building, much like perhaps the temple that we are going to walk in later. And you walk in there with the attitude that you have. And all around you are the tools of healing, just like they are where I take you in the circle of 12. And you even understand that structure and fractals of the 12, because that's not necessarily something that is only spiritual. The idea that physics is in 12s and all that can be scientific and never involve the spiritual if you choose. Let's say you walk into that building and there's tool after tool and you start using them and you get results. And you're saying, it's working. My consciousness is working. I am starting to heal my body and feel better, and I'm getting out of fear and all these things, and I don't need anything else. And then, one day, you discover the elevator. We've used this example before, and this channeling, in a parable. And you discover the elevator and realize there's 80 stories above you of healing tools. But the elevator has your name on it, and it says your soul. It says the Creator who loves you. And on the doors is stenciled the love of God for you. Do you want to go up the elevator or not? And that, dear human being, is free choice. So indeed, you can work this puzzle any way you want to, and you're honored no matter how you wish to work it. You really are. There are no rules of behavior in that grouping of spiritualness, of what you believe or how much you believe or how strongly you believe it. The Creator loves you regardless. That's unconditional, dear ones. Totally and completely unconditional. When we get to the circle of 12 a little later tonight, I want to spend more time in the chair. And in order to do that, right now, let's discuss a little more about the mist. Because when we begin later, we're going to go right to the bridge. Because I want you to experience a longer time in that stadium that you are in during that healing portion. So let's review what we normally do in the healing circle itself. It starts with a bridge, and it always does. And there have always been questions about the bridge. Do we have to cross a bridge in order to go to this place? Crying, you always cross the bridge. Is that a necessary idea or principle or axiom when you move into a multidimensional place? The answer is no. It does not have to be every single time. But what it represents, dear ones, is you opening a door. A door into a place where you're going to act differently. You're going to be different. You're going to sense things you don't normally sense. It's almost like a sanctuary, a temple, where you go to be and do something specific. For many of you, it's like walking into that which is a place of worship, and you dedicate. You're linear enough to dedicate those places for those things. So the bridge represents that door, and we always go there. It's not necessary for you in your own meditations to cross a bridge and go through the mist. Some of you can blink an eye and be in that magic place instantly. But this particular series of programs, seen by so many, and some who have just arrived, need to understand that the bridge is a representation of going from the linear known dimensionality that you walk around in to a place that is unknown. And it'll always be there in every single circle of 12 meditation. And what we also tell you is that the bridge changes shape and the chasm that it crosses is different every time for you. And that is a metaphor for you being comfortable with the bridge, or for it representing a crossing that is personal. And we've said before, is the bridge for one human to walk on? Is it for traffic? Is it for a train? Are you riding the train? Are you in one of many cars? That is a symbol or a sign of how you think about working with yourself into the unknown. Do you need to be surrounded by a vehicle to do this, or can you simply walk through it? Of course, the answer is we invite you to be alone and even to take off your shoes. And then we put you through the wall, which is a mist. And that particular mist represents that shield, that wall, the final step that we say, don't do this unless you mean it. Where you go into a part of you that you don't know you have, the multidimensional part, the part that allows you to be in two places at the same time, like visions, where you can sit in the chair in 3D and be in that one, that dimension, and at the same time be somewhere else, completely, wholly. And you don't separate yourself. Part of you does not stay in one place and part goes to the other. The way it works, dear ones, in multidimensionality is you all go, all the parts go, and you indeed are in two places at the same time. You can still feel the temperature of the room you sit in, but at the same time, you're feeling something else. The wind of the love of God as you work into your soul, and you experience something that perhaps you'd never experienced before. We're giving you all of this right now because later tonight, we're going to make that one quite short and move into that magic place and look at it a little closer. and spend more time in the chair where all things are possible, because consciousness is king and the love of God is there as well. And so it is.